Heißen Sie willkommen zu RSBNB 8 Leise Home.
This is RSBNB Update, episode 14, recorded Saturday, September 17th, 2005. Salut mes amis, je suis Shane Undev, 0888, ici avec le Pika 69, guesting a color de roller.
Bonjour mes amis.
Hello, sorry, well that's just a little French version of this week's show. We're here actually, as you might have noticed, with King Kala and
Bonjour.
And Pika 69 as normal.
Bonjour.
Would you guys care to say hello?
Hi guys.
Ah. So, basically...
Buenos dias.
Eh?
Buenos dias.
Well, this week we're coming from my normal location, Pika's normal location, and King Kala's normal location. So, this week's show is going to follow the same format as all the other ones. So, RuneScape updates, questions, tech news, rants, RSBNB matters, and basically whatever else we're doing in RuneScape. So, what do you guys say we get started with this week's RuneScape update that existed or happened?
RSBNB, RuneScape updates.
Yes, RuneScape updates come first.
With the cookaxe option.
Yeah, cookaxe.
That is long awaited.
I haven't got around to trying it yet.
Okay.
I take it you've used it quite extensively.
Yes, I have, to great happiness.
So you like it?
Yeah, I cooked like 1,000 sharks in like half an hour with it. But I also wasted a lot of time too. So, but it's really fast.
Oh, that's good. It's faster than clicking each one.
Yes, it takes like half the time.
Good. That's good. Well, I don't know. I haven't tried it myself. I haven't had to cook anything since I buy most of my food nowadays from people. Well,
yeah, I haven't really tried it out either. It's one of those updates that I don't really use that much.
Is it free to play?
Yeah, I think it is, actually.
Oh, that's good.
I like the last update, the prayer updates.
Yeah. Well,
which wasn't. I was disappointed.
Well, along with this, they also changed the XP of some cooking items, like curry, for example. I don't know how this changes it, but If for some reason on RSBNB you see that it is wrong, an experience, just send a feedback entry in and we'll send somebody out into the field and confirm the number that is sent in. So, just a little talk on that. I don't know, you think that'll encourage people to cook stuff that they didn't cook before because of experience reasons?
I guess.
Yeah. What'll we get? It'll get people to start cooking more.
Yeah, maybe.
Well, they'll just try out the update, and even if they don't like it, they'll still be cooking more than they would before.
Yeah. Yeah, that's actually a good point with that. With that said, the XP's changed. I haven't actually tried it, so I can't really give it a fair rating. What would you say, you guys?
5 out of 5.
Probably a 4 out of 5, or pretty close to a 5.
Oh, yeah. I guess this is a good update then for this month.
Well, I guess it's 5 out of 5 for me because my main income is from cooking fish and like sharks and stuff, so.
Mm-hmm.
If it helps the business, it's good by me.
Yeah. Well,
if the prices don't go up because of it, then it's actually a good update.
Mm-hmm.
The prices might go down a little bit actually.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Have you noticed them if they went down or anything?
Not really. They're pretty stable.
Well, that's
about the same.
That's good. Stability is good. Well, yeah. We're not going to go into economics too much on this show. We just we have a tendency to stray off that way all the time. So we're not going to do that on the show. Along with that, they've made it easier to fill certain things up, like vials, buckets, and stuff like that.
That's nice.
Just automatically start filling up. Like if you're doing herb lore, you just take one to the fountain, then they'll eventually all fill up that you have, which is good. Because I have lots of empty vials that when it's time to do Herblore, it would take a long time.
Wait, is it like fill X, or is it you just use one and then they all fill up?
I think they all fill up. Not sure.
Okay.
Not sure on that. I don't think it would be a fill X thing. They just automatically start filling up in the inventory. Not sure on that. I haven't done any Herblore this week. So, I'm not sure. Maybe.
Yeah, I haven't done any Herblore this week either.
Yeah, you're not a member.
Patience, guys. I'll get it soon enough.
Yeah. Well, you think you'll be getting it soon, then?
If soon is defined as in less than a year, yes, probably.
Oh, that's good. That's good. I'm just talking to Mike about this right now. He informs me it fills them up. It starts filling them up, and then it keeps filling them until you walk away from the water source.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah,
that's good. That's a good idea, actually.
Yeah. So that's a good update. He did some Herblore this week, I think. Made some good potions. Supposed to fill them in about two vials a second, so I guess that's pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Scored 2 out of 2 for Jajax this time around.
Yeah. Good. Good update this week. Well, I'll give it a 4 then, just because they added that. Even though I haven't even tried the cook option. So, good job this week. Good job.
Yes, good job.
Good job. What do you say we move on to questions now?
Good job.
Yes. That's a good idea.
Could you tell us some of the best free antiviruses that you have found? Well, how about we start with what do you guys use for antiviruses?
Let's see what I got on my desktop.
I use Norton Antivirus, 80 Adaware, I guess, and Spybot Search and Destroy.
Yeah,
it basically takes care of everything.
Yeah.
Those three, I think.
I have antiviruses. go ahead.
What I have is a Secret Maker, and what it does is just runs in the background and just like stops pop-ups and stuff like that from going on.
Mm-hmm. But what do you got for virus?
I use Norton Antivirus 2003. When it's
kind of old. 2003, like that's all you need.
Yeah, it works. Then I use Adware SE Personal, Spybot Search and Destroy, Registry Mechanic. What else? Just a bunch of stuff.
Yeah, I got Norton Antivirus 2005 pre-installed on the laptop.
Mm-hmm.
I found it a piece of crap. It was like over bloating everything. I didn't like it.
I heard from a few sources that Norton isn't very good for your computer, actually.
Well, it can slow it down if you have the wrong thing on.
Oh, because I noticed that I lag sometimes when mine does an auto-update every day.
Mm, yeah.
Which only lasts for about a minute, but it's not too bad.
I'm not discouraging anyone from using Norton. That's just my personal opinion that I don't like it. If you have Norton and came with your computer and it works fine for you, use it, you know. It's something free that you got. So
I think it's pretty much like an option to get with every computer. Like I have 2005 on mine, the 2005 edition on mine. It works okay. You only really need to run it like once or twice or even 3 times a week, and it doesn't really take too long, like maximum 15 minutes, even if you have a lot of files on. So, I don't know, it's okay.
Yeah.
It doesn't seem to be creating any problems for me, so.
Yeah, that's just my opinion. I'll say that again. I don't want to be discouraging anyone here. But the question was free. I use AVG free. I haven't really had a problem with viruses recently. I don't have a problem with viruses, so AVG free is a good one. Another one, if you're just wanting to do a quick scan, there's a Trend Micro House Call. It lets you do a free scan. So probably use AVG or scan with Trend Micro House Call, but it's good to have one that's running in the background. So I use AVG, but I'm not so sure about other free antiviruses. I've tried another one. I liked the AVG the best. So, yeah, AVG free for me. That's what I'd say.
I'll have to try that one out. I've heard of it, but yeah. I don't actually have that. How well does it work?
It's pretty good. Don't install more than one antivirus on your computer at the same time. You don't want that.
Yeah, because then they, delete each other.
Yeah, that can cause conflicts. You don't want that.
Yeah.
Don't want that.
I'm not even kidding. ADAware tries to delete my SpyBot search and destroy, so...
Yeah. Yeah.
I have to keep clicking no every time. Mm-hmm. It's really annoying, actually, so... Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't install more than one. Yeah. But
well... I just did a search for free antiviruses. There's three other ones here. There's AVG, which we know about. There's Antivir, free-av.com. It's free for non-commercial use. I'm just looking at a website here with it. Then there's also Software Avast Antivirus. So I'll post links to these, but I have no experience with these, so I can't really give my own opinion on these two other ones. But I know from my experience from AVG that's what I use. And if you could start with that, and then if you don't like it, try one of the other ones. Speaking of that kind of stuff, well, you guys said you use spyware stuff, which is good. I use three. I use SpyBot, AdAware, and Microsoft Anti-Spyware. So between those three, it pretty much gets almost anything.
It gets stuff that I don't even know what they are. So
yeah,
it, takes out tracking cookies in auto miners, and I don't even know what they are. But if it takes them out, that's good.
Yeah. So, I guess that question was from Enkidutorix. We'll have these links posted once the episode is up to all these antiviruses, AVG, and the two other ones. Maybe even the spyware links, too. That question was from Enkidutorix. Thank you. And next is an audio question from Alex43.
Okay, now that Cook X is out... What do you guys think will come next? Sell or buy X from stores? Light X, as in lighting fires? Bury bones X, or make potions X, or something else?
Huh. What do you guys think?
Well, I know which one I would like to come out. The bury bones X would be okay, but...
I don't think they do that one or the fire one.
The fire one I don't think would work, because which squares, which areas would the fires actually be put, or would they be put all in one? I don't think that would actually work out too well if you lit all the fires all at once.
But the fire making's easy anyways.
It is?
It's easy, but it's tedious.
Yeah.
It's very tedious.
Fire making.
And sometimes you move in directions you don't want to move.
Mm-hmm.
So. But I've done a lot of fire making in my day, and it's easy.
Yeah. Okay. So obviously not fire making or the prayer one.
I just don't think the prayer one would be too easy. I just don't think the prayer one would be too useful, because you don't really have more than one bone in your inventory at a time unless you're buying them in bulk. So
and
I don't
that's
think
not
work too well.
And everyone doesn't buy a ton of bones every day.
That's right.
So
yeah,
I guess buy and sell X from stores would be an excellent idea.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be good.
Yeah, that would be good. What would I like? A good way to get 99 runecrafting would be to have the option to craft X, but then, of course, everybody would have high runecrafting, and there would be surplus of nature runes, which would not be good. So probably the buy-sell from store X, I'd say.
So basically what you meant by the runecrafting, you kind
go.
Of having rune essences stackable?
Yeah.
So you could do them all at once?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Hmm. But that's not happening, I don't think.
I don't think so. Otherwise, they would have done it first.
Yeah.
When they first released runecrafting.
You guys want to take this next question? It really doesn't apply to me.
I don't have the question up right now.
Oh.
Oh, well, I do. I can read it.
Okay.
Sorry.
This next question is, if you could bring one skill from another RPG you played into RuneScape, which one would it be and why? Well, I haven't really played any other RPG games.
Yeah, same here.
So.
Same here.
What would be great, I guess, if you could do like a Counter-Strike thing, where you like have guns and stuff in RuneScape.
That would totally destroy RuneScape.
Then you gotta like hunt down terrorists, like evil people from like Edgeville or something.
Take down evil Bob.
Evil Bob minions, and then you gotta like get your helicopter out and like shoot them all.
And then yeah, bring guns in, and then adds to smithing rune bullets.
Yeah.
Rune bullets, bronze bullets, iron bullets.
Rune bullets would be armor penetrating.
Yeah.
Dragon bullets?
Dragon bullets would just, like, tear through anything.
Yeah.
Those ones explode.
Put those in a shotgun?
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, that would be good.
Those would do, like, 100 damage in the wilderness? Aye, aye, aye.
Yeah.
Also,
what you do is you could, like, smith mines and, like, grenades and stuff, and then like nuclear missiles, so you can like launch a nuke and kill everyone in the wilderness all at the same time.
Yeah. And that be protected from the protect from missiles.
So basically, you got all these Scud missiles flying around, and if you have protect from missiles on, they don't hit you.
That's not like we use that one very much anyways. Yeah.
And it is called Protect from Missiles, the prayer.
Yeah.
Not just projectiles, but missiles. So basically, we'll have like another Cold War, like the Soviet United States War, just like Varrok and Ardonia Cold War. And we're all launching nukes at each other.
Protected with the prayer.
Goes Aubrey's rune shop. No, I can't cast any.
Oh, no, not the rune shop. But then the runes would become radioactive. They'd be like super runes.
Radioactive runes.
Yeah. And then there'd be like a human missile crisis, but it'd be like the miscellanea missile crisis or something like that, you know?
Yeah.
So you gotta like negotiate not to get your country blown up by the other. Yeah.
So, just to note that the definition of missile is any projectile that causes damage.
Like a nuclear bomb.
Yes. That's what a missile definition is.
Or a crumpled up paper ball.
Yeah.
let's throw balls of paper at each other.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, basically, then, I guess our suggestion on that question would be to bring things in from the future, like modern weapons, into it. That's, I guess, what we want to say. What skill we would bring in.
Okay.
Yeah.
The skill to use modern technology.
Yeah.
Counter-Strike.
Okay, well, that was an interesting question. The next question says, which of the new gaming systems do you believe will be most successful in their first year? The Revolution from Nintendo, PlayStation 3, or the Xbox 360? What do you guys think?
Probably the PS3.
Well,
that's what I'm guessing.
I'm putting Nintendo Revolution down at the bottom at third.
Do you want to put a wager on that?
Yes.
I actually think the Xbox 360 will be more successful because it's coming out first.
Yes.
It's coming out first, so people won't have the choice to buy the other ones. So yeah. I think the Xbox will be
more successful.
Yeah, plus what can they really add to the PlayStation 3 to make it better? You can already play DVDs and CDs and stuff on it, on the PlayStation 2, so I don't think there's going to be much difference between the PlayStation 3 and the 2. What do you guys think?
Well, I'm putting PlayStation 3 at number 2 because it's coming out in April, and the Xbox 360 is coming out on November 22nd. And
which is actually my birthday, by the way. Yeah.
Okay.
Awesome. We'll have to get you one or something. We'll get you one in spirit.
Yeah, just don't send me one through MSN. It doesn't work on my computer.
Well, back to that. The Xbox 360 is designed by Microsoft to be kind of like a home media center. So it's not just a game console, it's a media center to play your media on it. So that's why I'd say it's most successful. And that's the one that I want to get.
I guess I'll put my money on the Xbox 360 then.
Yeah.
Let's all bet 1 million on it.
Nah, I don't have that much right now.
Nah.
I've never had that much.
Are you guys serious?
Yeah, I'm serious. I'm like the poor hobo of RuneScape.
Yeah, well, I only have like 100k right now, so I'm not as much better off than you guys, but...
38k, thank you very much. And the best thing that I have is like full Rune G.
Okay. Well,
sell the Rune G and get Guthix. You won't regret it. Guthix is great.
Yeah,
I'm a Guthix fan too. Yeah. Except I call him Guthix.
Why?
I don't know. I just thought Guthix. I don't know.
Yeah.
Has RuneScape ever came out with an official, like, pronunciation of it?
No, I don't think so.
So maybe you could be right.
Yeah.
Like, Guthix.
Apparently I could be right about a lot of pronunciations. For example, my name.
Well, that question was from Trekkie. How about we move on right now to tech news?
Okay.
This week in tech news, we have... Vista changes that will be reflected in the new Windows operating system called Vista, for those of you guys who do not know.
When aren't they changing it?
I don't know. Here we go again. Same thing. What they're changing is, this might just be a beta bug, but it says the path at the top is desktop pat documents. And then the location of the file at the other area, in the details area, says C users pat documents. So which one is it? Is it in the desktop or is it in the users folder / documents?
It's in both of them at once.
I know. So that's a problem. I'm betting that's a beta problem.
It's supposed to be the second one, the C users pat, because isn't like the desktop pat documents, isn't that something to do with the Macintoshes? I think so. I don't know, I haven't turned mine on in a century, so...
Haven't you turned on?
Well, it's from 1994, so, and it doesn't even have, internet, so I don't even use it anymore.
Oh, a Mac?
Yeah, Macintosh.
Oh, they've changed lots from then.
Yeah, I'm betting so.
Yeah.
Same with, like, the old Windows 98, which are now obsolete. Well, yeah. They were obsolete a while ago. But.
And then, that's one of the changes. Then this other one is, we all have Microsoft Word, right?
Yeah, I hope so.
Well,
yeah,
this thing up top, they've changed the way the toolbar looks. So it's, like, got write, insert, page layout, they're trying to make it more user-friendly, but in reality, it's just getting more and more complex. I'll quote this here. Microsoft apparently believes that menu bars aren't needed anymore. This evidenced by further lack of the menu bar at the menu bar in the current version of Windows Media Player. So this is happening the same thing. So... Basically, they're trying to make it, they're removing things. You know, there's the edit menu in Word? They've removed that.
Really?
Yeah, so that's one of the crappy things about it. Like, I seriously hope these changes we're seeing aren't going to be in the full final released version of Vista. So, Vista, no, I don't know. What are we going to do about this? Because basically, with Vista, you're going to need at least a gig of RAM, new monitor, new everything.
Why a new monitor?
Well, it's just this digital rights management thing. If you if you don't have the right kind of copy protection on it, you will somehow it won't display the picture. It won't display your screen.
Well, that's great.
Yeah, so...
Yeah, that sounds kind of messed.
Yeah, so I don't know what we're all going to do about that, but...
Maybe Microsoft will come out with a monitor for their operating system, too.
Oh, maybe.
Never so just know. To squeeze more money out of us.
Yeah. Bad Microsoft.
It's Microsoft for you.
The next tech story is the first Google website. The Internet Archive has an archive copy of what Google used to look like when it was back at Stanford University in the States. It basically just says, Google at the top, search the web, type only necessary keywords. Current repository size, 25 million pages. Searchable index, slightly smaller. So apparently they needed only needed words.
So you couldn't put like and or a or the.
Yeah.
Stuff like that.
Very,
that would work.
Very early version of it, actually. So, this is something to take a look at if anybody wants to take a look at that.
And this page is copyrighted 1997 through 1998, so, yeah, it is kind of old.
It shows it, too, because the Google, it looks like it's been made in word art. I'm not even kidding.
Yeah. Yeah.
It looks like clip art. It's really
bad.
Yeah,
clip art. Yeah, clip art.
Yeah. Oh, well, that's enough on Google, I think. Google's actually pretty good in the internet world. Anyways.
AltaVista is better.
It is going to be better. Oh, AltaVista.
Yeah.
Oh, I just use Google.
AltaVista is clearly superior to Google.
Well, let's move on. How about...
AltaVista is superior.
Okay. Next story we have is Xbox 360 launches November 22nd.
Mm.
Basically, we've already said this, so it's just in our little headline here that it will be launching. So how many of you guys will be going out to get one on the first day or so that it comes out?
Probably not me.
No.
I'm not going to get one on the first day. It's going to be like, what, $1,000 and it's going to drop?
Like it'll be about $400.
Yeah,
I've heard.
Yeah, so maybe we'll put that to the new poll on update.rsbnb.com.
Yeah.
When are you going to be getting an Xbox 360 when they come out in November?
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. Are you going to get one?
Yeah.
I'm not even sure if I'm going to be getting one. I might, but...
Well, I don't play games to begin with that much, so...
Yeah, why would you need one then?
Yeah.
Exactly. Ah, well...
I'm fine with my PlayStation 2, actually. It serves me well.
Yes.
Yeah.
PlayStation.
I just said to it, resistance is futile, and it obeys.
So oh, good.
It's fine.
Resistance is futile.
Yep, I've been told that a lot. Lately.
Yes. Let's go to the next story now. Einstein's theory of relativity holds up at very fast speeds. Another thing about Albert Einstein. The Einstein's greatest theory, general relativity, has passed toughest test with two exotic stars that orbit each other at 621,000 miles an hour.
Okay,
so,
and mind you that this theory was written over 100 years ago.
Yeah.
Actually,
and it's still holding up.
Yeah. Which leads me to the conclusion that Albert Einstein was secretly a time traveler, and he is from the future, and when he figured all this stuff out, he went back in time so he could publish all his works early.
It wasn't more than 100 years ago, because he was alive. He moved in World War II from Germany to the U.S.
But he published his stuff in 1905.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
His
theory of relativity was published in 1905.
Okay.
So, basically, he is a time traveler from the future. He gave us all this stuff, so he traveled back into the past so he could publish it first and get all the name recognition from it.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
That sounds completely plausible.
Yeah. It was a big publicity stunt.
Back to the article. General relativity is difficult to test in laboratories. Instead, one needs to involve large celestial bodies to compare predictions and observations.
Ooh.
Each pulsar is 7.5 miles across and emits a radio beam as it rotates. So, these can be thought of pulsar clocks, which are very accurate, like even more accurate than the best atomic clocks on Earth. They orbit each other in less than 150 minutes. They test the theory ideally. The pulsar clocks tick more slowly when gravity rises as they move close together. So this basically is proven this theory. I don't know how much proof it takes before it actually becomes like accepted around.
So basically Einstein is right, you were wrong, and that's it.
Yeah. It does not describe gravity as a force, but as a warping of space and time.
This is true.
Yes. So this just is true. Basically a little point here that it is true. His theory is true, which is good.
Well, he was a genius, so he must have known what he was talking about.
Yes.
So Einstein's theory is no longer theory?
Well, it is still a theory, I guess, but I don't know how much more it'll be before it's actually proven to be real.
But has it been, does it hold up 95% of the time with only 5% error?
I'm not sure. I haven't tested it.
Okay.
So, yep, I guess that's the story on that. How about we move to rants now?
Okay.
Anybody want to read the first rant?
I'll do that one.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, this first rant is, the mods on RuneScape aren't doing a very good job, I reckon.
Huh. So what aren't they doing? I'd like to know that. Like, maybe, I guess, stopping all these hackers and things?
And, like, not being there enough?
Yeah.
Not
well, maybe they need
them, maybe?
Maybe they need more mods. Who knows?
Yes.
I don't know. I hardly ever see player mods around.
We need more mods. Wink, wink.
Winky, so, winky?
Yes.
Okay.
I doubt you'll get the job, Pika.
Hey, I never said that. Never said that.
Yeah, but I was thinking about it. Nudge, nudge, wink, wink.
You were just thinking about it?
For all you mods out there, I'm just going to ask you, do I really say a boot? Oh my gosh.
I don't know. Well,
oh my gosh.
I really don't have much input on this, but I hardly ever see player mods around or Jagex mods.
I see them a lot at the Fishing Guild. Because a lot of stuff goes on there, so... On those late nights at the Fishing Guild, some pretty weird stuff happens, so there's always a mod there.
I see.
From what I see.
Okay, maybe I'll go hang out there one night.
Mm-hmm.
I hardly ever see mods at all. In fact, I've seen, like, 3, I think. And that's actually pretty good for being free to play, because they hardly ever go there. They just don't see the point in it, I guess, because there's so many stupid people there.
Yeah. Stupid people. Well, there's a point that
I'm not included in that.
yet another reason why advertising RuneScape on MiniClip was a bad idea.
I'm not saying that everybody that has free to play is stupid.
No. That's I just had a lot of people there.
Yeah.
Are
yeah.
Lots of
we were all free to play
at
time.
There too.
Yeah, that's right. So how about we do the next rant? I'll read this one. Why should 45k prayer experience be able to have the damage that 13 million attack and strength XP can do? I've spent months and months training to get 99 attack and strength, and I decided to go PKing, then put melee prayer on, and just because they were able to get 43 prayer, they half the damage on my 26 million XP. Is this fair?
Yes.
Like, yes, of course it's fair. Prayers aren't meant to protect you. It's perfectly fair to let some through, but prayer is a perfect tool in the tool kit on RuneScape, because it's put in the game and designed to be used. I don't know why people don't like prayer. This seems like one of those classic prayer things. What do you guys think?
Yeah, people just love their prayer when they're burying bones and the shade appears, so they can use protect from melee and not get killed, so they can kill the shade. But when they're in the wilderness trying to kill somebody, then prayer is suddenly evil.
Yes.
I just don't see how people can be like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't see how people can not like prayer either, because it's actually quite useful. And even for me, who cannot use the new stuff, it's still pretty useful, because even though I don't kill too many shades, because they're pretty much useless, because they don't give any XP at all. Anyways, I just don't know why they do this. The Jajex put this in the game for a reason, and that was to help there not be too much damage, so you wouldn't be getting hit like 50 at a time, and you'd be two-hitted. It just makes sense why they put it in. And you can use it too, like you can boost your strength, your defense, your attack, and now you can like kill people in many other different ways. So I really don't know why this is
a problem.
A problem.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think we all agree on that one.
Yeah.
It's just these people who can't handle it. There are ways to stop prayer, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, so just read the manual.
Doesn't the Dragon Scimitar special attack reduce prayer?
Shh.
Oh. Shh. Okay. Okay.
People just don't read the manual enough. They just
need
to, they need to read it more. Because they like, and they need to look at the map more, like
and some people
which one is farther east, Varrok or Falador? I'm like, look at the map, you idiot.
and then of course there's the people out there, even good high level members who would say, wait, there's a manual? Really?
Yeah. I'm like, well, how did they get this far without one?
Oh, I mean, I didn't read the manual till I was like level 50, but I just got an account logged on and started training right away. I didn't really care about a manual.
Yeah,
I bet that explains a lot in your.
But it helped me in it helped me in dueling when I read the manual, and it served me well at the time.
It served you well.
Good.
It served me very well.
Good.
Like certain other things.
Okay.
I wish I not mention.
Well, let's move on to the next rant. How about? I'll read. Did I read one already?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Let me read one.
I want to read one.
Yes.
Make me read it.
Resistance is futile.
Okay. Here's the rant. Quote. I don't think the prices of the whip should be more than 3.8 million, even though lower levels have the ability to use them. Now I think that you should lower them if people are complaining that lower levels can wield, because it's not fair for the other levels who can make money fast and are strong.
So what are they saying here? They should lower the price of whips?
Basically, yeah, because the poor people just want whips, and they don't want to spend what the whips are actually worth. Because I'm sure if you had a whip, you'd say it's worth 3.8 million. And here in this rant, they're just saying that the level 85 slayers are just exploiting people by selling for outrageous prices, such as 3.8 million. Well, mind you,
it's not outrageous.
Mind you, back when I had my whip, they were going for 10 million.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh my.
So basically, yeah, of course, whips are always going to be a little more expensive than, say, dragon weapons, even if it's by a few million, but still, it's still worth it.
And just think about it. They're asking Jajex to lower the prices. Isn't it players that make the prices on these rares anyways?
Yeah,
they're the ones that are upping the prices. So why don't they just rant to the players and like start yelling at each other in RuneScape or something like that?
It's not the Jagex who made the game saying this is what a whip is worth, so this is what you have to buy it and sell it for. They just introduced the whips into the game, and people just made the prices themselves.
Yep.
It's just the same with sharks. What made sharks worth 1,000 each? What made lobsters worth 250 GP each? I mean, it's just stupid.
Yeah. It's pronounced Jagex.
Yeah, not Jajex.
That's whatever color.
Yeah.
You can call it Jajex as long as I can call you King Kola.
Okay, I'll change my ways.
Now it's war.
Okay, I'll call it, what was it that you said it was?
Jagex.
Jagex.
Yep.
That sounds so weird, it doesn't roll off the tongue. Just like King Kula doesn't roll off the tongue. Okay, I'll change.
Well, how about we move on to RSBNB Matters now?
Yeah, what's happening at home?
Well, we released Golsig's version 1.1 today. It's added some new features, such as the ability to be able to enter your XP. Enter your XP, like, let's say you want 1 million in a certain skill, you'll be able to do that rather than entering actual
levels.
Yes, that's right. And there's also an option now where you can have a goal for total level. So let's say you want like 1700 combat, or not 1700 combat, 1700
total level.
Yeah, total level. You can do that now. Or if you want, say 30 million total XP, you could do that goal too. So those are the two major things that have been added. Also added the Halloween masks. The Halloween masks to the item goals, since Halloween is coming and people have been requesting it. And another surface change. On the strength goal sigs, it used to be a power amulet, now it's a strength amulet. So some changes there. Also fixed a few presentable things and whatnot. But those are the changes in 1.1 of the goal sigs. So go maybe take a look if you wanted one of those goals and you couldn't do it before.
Yeah, good job on those updates.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
Yes, good job.
Yay! Yes.
You have served us well, Shane.
Yeah. And next RSBNB matter that I wanted to put out was there was an idea posted of a RSBNB newspaper. Basically, and we need somebody to lead this. Basically, what you need is you need to be able to write, you need to be able to make a website that looks pretty good, and you need to be active. So if you feel that you can do these and also manage a small group of people to do this, you can apply on the forums in the site section for this. We'll be running applications till probably about next Wednesday, so you can apply there. And also, if no suitable applications are found, the idea will most likely be abandoned. So just thought, put that out. What do you guys?
Yeah, if it does happen, we need good people, but I'm not in favor of it. I'll just abstain from an opinion on it.
Okay.
Because if it happens, it happens, and if it's good, it's good. I mean,
yeah, well, the next section is, what are we doing in RuneScape? What are you guys doing?
I'm going for 99 attack.
Oh, yeah? How long's that going to take?
Probably the rest of my life.
You going to have it before Christmas?
Hard to say. Probably not. I'll have at least 90 before Christmas.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because 90 is my main goal. I just want to get it up to 99 as, like, an extra bonus, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
So you can say you have 99 attack.
99 and something.
Yeah.
So,
is that pretty much all you're doing now?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Pretty much.
Kala, what about you?
Right now, I'm not doing much of anything, but what I'm usually doing is in the sewers, training combat, which is what I usually do. I just train my combat there, and I'm working for 95 right now. I'm like three melee levels from it, so that's pretty good, and then I'll go for 100.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, and prayer to 60, so I can say that I have 60 prayer.
Yeah.
Right now at 59, I'm like, I don't know, 10k XP away from it.
Oh.
Well, I train at the Moss Giants a lot. Does that give you a clue?
Yeah.
I don't sell the bones. I don't really need to sell them. Besides, no one buys them down there anyways. So yeah. They're always selling them for like 300 GP, and I don't... So that's what I'm doing. On the side, I just like cut gems what I get, and I should actually craft some right about now.
Uh-huh.
And I just do basically what I feel like.
Oh, that's good. I've been doing some rune crafting whenever I'm on, going for trying to get that up. Rune crafting, I like rune crafting natures. So that's what I've been up to.
What's your rune crafting level right now?
60.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
That's almost double mine. I never do it, actually.
Yeah. I think mine is leveled off at 50 or something like that.
Mine's like 33.
Oh, well, I think that about does it for episode 14 of RSBNB Update. We'll be back again next week with episode 15 of RSBNB Update. This has been Shane1208 closing out with
Dika69
and
King Kula.
All right, glad we got that straight for the record there.
Yeah. Oh, and by the way, guys, remember to send in any questions at all, because we really didn't have too many questions this week. Like, text is okay, but audio questions we really, 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 really need, because, yes. I don't know, we just had one, and it would be nice to have, like, at least three.
Yeah.
It'd be good.
Also, there should be RuneScape or tech related. Want to add that
in. Yeah.
Yes. So, I think that's about it for this episode, so, see ya!
Later. See you guys.
Bye-bye.
Bye. We'll get those in.
This has been RSBNB Update, episode 14. This show was recorded on Saturday, September 17th, 2005. We'll be back next week with episode 15. You can send audio questions to questions@rsbnb.com. You can also send your text questions here. Or, better yet, you could just send your audio question to Pika or myself on MSN. Thank you.